my ooh, my spooky, my pussy, and my crack.
Is that the tune of that song?
That's no, I did. I think I've only ever heard the Richard Cheese version.
You know that guy's name is actually Dick Cheese?
Whoa, what the fuck?
Oh, what?
Yeah, I only just figured it out as you said it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Smegma.
Oh.
Killing in the name of.
It'd be good to just do lounge covers of lounge songs. Piece of Dick Cheese and just take his shit. I'm Al Weird Yankovic.
Al Weird Yankovic. Go on.
If I could sing like Weird Al,
yes,
with that like twangy thing,
yep,
it'd be funny to do like albums that are the same as Weird Al's albums, but just do the regular lyrics. So like put them all on like LimeWire as Weird
Al. Oh, right. So you're just doing a cover.
Exactly.
With his voice.
Mama, Miss American Pie.
That is pretty funny.
Yeah. Go through. I feel like I've said this before somewhere, but I thought it'd be funny, and I would do it if I had the time, but I don't, which is a shame, to like make torrents of movies and
yeah,
put the whole thing up, but like just make the subtitles like a different movie. So if someone watches it and they download the torrent and they want the subtitles, yeah, they're like, why is...
Damn.
This other movie playing.
You're a real cultural jammer.
I'm the Joker.
Man.
Wouldn't it be funnier, though, if you put up torrents of a movie, but you changed the dialogue to just being you voicing all the characters?
Oh, yeah.
With
yeah.
The
do
actual,
that stuff too.
The actual
or
words?
Just like upload the same movie every single time or as only- different movies. So like every time someone downloads
people
a movie.
People have definitely done that.
It's like Shrek 2 or whatever.
Yeah. You just splice in... You're just playing one of the characters.
Yeah,
you're just
show me the money.
It actually reminds me of when like LimeWire and stuff were first around and you'd download like, ooh, I'm going to download Bare Naked Ladies 1 week and then it's just Bill Clinton going, I did not have sexual relations.
Yeah, that was so fucking annoying.
It was the worst.
Or Bare Naked Ladies was listed as They Might Be Giants and everything that was vaguely Scar was They Might Be Giants.
Yeah. Every punk cover is not by Blink 182.
Guns N' Roses, Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah. All the Small Things by Green Day.
And every parody was Weird Al. That was my favorite thing. That poor guy has so many terribly racist parodies.
Downloading like audio versions of segments from South Park.
I remember getting... Anyway, welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, I was about to say, I only just clicked what's happened.
If you downloaded this podcast thinking it would be Ooh Spooky, sorry, LimeWire has gotten you again.
This is Ooh Spooky. I'm Luca Mahler. That's Peter Jones and Adam Knox. Normally, we talk about these spooky stories from a book called Mysteries of the Unexplained, but sometimes we want to talk about LimeWire as well. But I remember I'm So Postmodern by The Bedroom Philosopher.
Yes.
And it said that was Weird Al. And also John Safran's The Sunscreen Song was Weird Al.
Yeah, it was
like,
Weird Al.
I know this one's not Weird Al.
Well, this weird week, we're going to be taking a sideways look at a parody book called, like Lucas said, Mysteries of the Unexplained. Peter Jones over there reads out 5 stories every single week that we deem to be spooky or not spooky.
Yes. All right.
Well, we don't deem them anything. They're just out of the book.
I've been mentally deeming them this whole time.
Damn,
you should be deeming him too.
You're a demon.
I'm a demon. I'm the Joker.
I'm a speed demon.
The first story is from the section Unearthly Fates. A long, long time ago,
I did not
in a galaxy far away. Although no direct evidence was found to link helicopter sightings with cattle mutilation, many...
Let's find out what they... whether or not they believe there's a link. Although no direct evidence
Pretty
was found...
Pretty bad storytelling right there.
Although it probably didn't happen.
Act
you
1.
You can call me Ishmael.
Act 1, although no direct evidence... Many ranchers were convinced that aircraft of some kind must be involved because the dead cattle often seemed to have fallen from a height.
Mm. What makes them think that?
In August 1975, Sheriff W.L. McDonald,
Sheriff of Tornado County,
of Washington County, Colorado.
Colorado is Tornado County, right? Is Tornado Land.
Oh, what, really?
No.
No, Colorado is the mountains.
Oklahoma.
You can get
Oklahoma.
Okay, right.
Told reporters...
Tornado in the mountains?
Yeah, you can
I don't think you can.
I don't think you can. I think it's a low plains
you
thing.
You can get a tornado wherever you want.
I reckon it's...
If you run in a circle fast
enough...
Are you
talking about a geostorm? He told reporters that he had examined a mutilated heifer that appeared to have been dropped from a height of several feet into a pond.
What the fuck? Sounds like he fell in the pond.
Yeah.
Or she, actually, heifer.
In Park County, Colorado, two mutilated cows were discovered in a pasture, the gate to which was padlocked. According Damn. To Sheriff Norman...
It would be impossible to climb over that definitely 70-foot-high gate.
Or unlock it, lock it back up again.
You guys want
to
hear my new character?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hugh Heffer.
Okay.
Come and read my magazine with nude women. Yeah, fuck off.
Oh, no, I've milked all over the pages.
I read it for the barticles. He's a sheep. A sheep.
general farm animal playboy. Ah, they could be playboy bunnies. They're still an animal.
Bunnies.
Yeah. According to Sheriff Norman Howie.
I hate it when you're vacuuming, you find a big playboy bunny under the couch.
Like a dust bunny.
Yeah, like a dust bunny. We're just doing things that sound like things this time. It's Weird Al.
All right.
Let me tell you, this riff is not very playboy bunny.
No, wait. Bugs Bunny becomes Playboy Bunny and he goes, "What's up, Doc?" She goes, "What's up, Doc?" And he goes, "My dick."
Yeah. Tugs Bunny. Tugs Bunny.
Of course, you realize this means I'm going to jack off.
He's looking in the end of a dildo like, "Why didn't this work?" Oh, no, that's the guy who's trying to shoot him.
Him and Daffy Duck having an argument, spitting a sign between doggy style and missionary.
He comes and is like, "That's all, folks."
Porky, horny porty pig.
Horny porky pig.
Fuck me in the ass. I want to suck your a penis. You're making me so wet, moist.
Oh, that's good. That is good. I say.
I'm gonna I can't ejaculate.
Up until now, I've always thought Porky Pig was the worst character. But you've turned me around on who is, in fact, the best character. That doesn't matter. According to Sheriff Norman Howie, the cows couldn't...
Standing there with Deputy Wyee, Deputy Wenny, Deputy Witchy, and Deputy Waddy, and together they solved the crime.
What about Hooey?
Yeah, where's Hooey?
They can never catch anyone.
Did you say witchy?
I did say
that's
witchy.
Not one.
Which person was killed? That one.
Who, what, when, where, and which?
Yeah, I guess not. Yeah. Who, what, when, where, why, which? They did say which, but they
who,
didn't.
Who, what, when, where,
why,
how,
and how.
And why.
Who, what, when, where, why, how.
Who, what, a reading, writing. The cows couldn't possibly have been where they were found unless they'd been dropped from aircraft, said Sheriff Norman Howie. There were no strange tracks near the body.
Just regular cow tracks and then a regular jumping cow track.
They dropped from the height of a standing cow.
Yeah, cows are pretty tall.
They're pretty tall. That's a dumb people.
It fell in the pond and got eaten up by a fucking something that wanted to eat it.
Yeah. One of them pancake fish makes things look like a pancake when they eat it.
What's that?
Because he fell and it would look like a pancake.
Oh, right.
Yeah. You know what? It was my fault.
Pancake fish. This next one is from the section Unquiet Sky. During the year 1968, a deluge of mud, wood, glass, and broken pottery fell four times on the town of Pinar del Rio, Cuba.
Whoa.
That's it.
Oh, okay. Sounds like what?
Mud, wood, glass, and broken pottery.
Sounds like what you used to make a house.
Is it the town at the bottom of a mountain or something?
Yeah, that sounds like a landslide.
Oh, there's a bridge over this town?
Yeah, there's a construction site just above this town.
Or like one thing, like a big hailstorm hits and then you look at a broken up house and you're like, some mud and broken glass fell out of the sky.
Or they're just like, we really regret building this town at the bottom of this dump that's up on this cliff.
Should have put the tip down the bottom and the town up the top.
We could have just fucking chucked that shit over our shoulders. It would have been fine.
Pina del Dio or Mio or Mayo. this next story.
Pina del Suo. My penis is your penis, Pina.
This next story is from the section Beyond the Walls of Time. Henry Tragney of Marseille, France.
Marseille?
Yeah. I always get confused by the males.
Here's French foghorn leghorn. Marseille, Marseille, Marseille.
Yeah, nice.
What? But he was French. Why did he sound exactly the same?
He's still a foghorn. He's still a rooster. Roosters all have that accent.
Of Marseille, France. Fought five duels, Henry did, between 1861.
He fought the...
Duels between 1861 and 1878, five of them. In the first four, his opponent fell dead before a single shot had been fired.
This guy's fucking picking on old people. Yeah. He's going down to the hospital and trying to start fights.
He's poisoning someone before fighting them, going like, why don't we have a duel? I'll never lose. Mm.
Let's have ourselves a duel. Now, are you an...
He's French.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. This is what French people sound like. They are from
Louisiana. They have French backgrounds.
Louisiana.
Let them eat biscuits and gravy.
You say they're French. I say they're from the French Quarter. So, in fact, this accurate. This accent is perfect.
I meet
perfect.
You at Hanin.
I prefer mine.
We put our back to each other and we walk away. And then we walk towards each other and we kiss.
Before I challenge you to a duel, I have one question. Are you easily startled?
Would the idea of somebody pointing a gun at you give you a heart attack?
Oh, yes. In the fifth duel, Tragney himself died, again before shots had been exchanged.
I reckon they did shoot. It sounds like shots were fired every time. Or is it one of those riddles where it's like they were using swords to do it?
Oh, yeah.
The person who's put this in the book hasn't realized it is a riddle.
Yeah.
And how did they die if no shots were fired?
It was a fish named Henry Cagney.
Fuck, I hate those fucking things.
Yeah, those ones where like, all the clues I gave you... I was essentially lying.
Yeah. I was obscuring the truth. And you're dumb.
A man fought five duels and people died in each of them, but not a shot was fired. How come?
He was fight. That's right.
Sword cunt. A big swordy cunt, man.
No.
He was getting into a punch on in a vape store.
They were duels of the mind.
Ah.
This next story is from Monsters and More. An 8-foot hairy upright monster.
That's a big fucking octopus. 8 feet.
Okay, yep, good.
That's a hairy fucking octopus.
Yes.
8 feet.
Upright.
Yeah, it still works.
Wielding a club.
Yeah, one of its feet used to do that.
Terrified a party of skaters.
Whoa, dude.
Dude, that's a big fucking octopus,
that's a
man.
Gnarly octopus, yeah.
Dude, I'm going to grind on that octopus's tentacles. I'm going to do a Christ air.
Whoa, they need 4 skateboards.
Dude, do you ride Goofy? What are you? Oh, you do? What are you, Goofy's girlfriend?
Hey,
man, classic skate joke. Welcome to the club.
I don't get it.
Do you ride, because you can ride regular Goofy. Or Goofy, do you ride Goofy?
Oh, okay, yeah. I get it.
The dog.
Say yes.
Goofy's dog. Goofy is a dog.
Do you ride Goofy?
Yes, I ride Goofy.
What are you, gay for Goofy?
Oh, I get it.
Sound like Old Wilson.
Yeah.
Wow.
The skater. Wow, I can't believe you want to fuck Goofy.
You fucked the dog. Goofy's the...
Wow. I can't believe you fucked Marley. I guess that's how she died. Wow.
Terrified a party of skaters near Chesterfield, Idaho in 1902.
Definitely ice skaters.
100%.
What a good riddle.
And he was felled by a man with a sword. In its tracks, four-toed.
Whoa, that's a big toad.
All right. Just take a break. Nah,
have a breather.
Wow, big octopus. Wow.
What if Luke Wilson was the octopus?
Wow.
Whoa, man.
Holy curly. Were later measured as 22 inches long and 7 inches wide.
Wait.
So what is a big octopus looking or eight-legged creature?
It's confused. It's a Bigfoot? Yeah, it's a Bigfoot.
What?
Yeah.
But it has 8 legs.
No, it's just eight feet tall.
Oh, okay.
That's why I made that octopus joke.
He did
joke.
The octopus okay. joke. He had 8 feet. He was like, what if it had actual 8 feet? Well, it doesn't.
You fucking fooled me, man.
That was the ultimate riddle. Bigfoot. Right. Scared a bunch of ice skaters.
And then they measured its feet, and they were indeed big.
Four toes.
22 yeah. inches. That is big.
Thanks for weighing in. Holy shit, this one's long as fuck.
And don't worry, this final long story is from everybody's favorite section.
Oh, miracles.
In the realm of miracles.
Okay.
Among the best documented levitations by a Christian.
Oh, is this another levitation?
Fucking hell.
Man, religious fucking people suck. I've got the balls to be the only one to say it. Me and the other funniest comedian in the world, Ricky Gervais, we say it.
You know who is also bad? Advertising executives.
Oh, you're sucking Satan's dick, guys.
Do you guys remember the movie Human Traffic?
No.
No.
Oh, man. Human Traffic is a great film. It was like they go out in, like, I think it's Cardiff, and they're like five. It's like Train Spotting, but like for the pingers crowd. And it's real cool. And I remember I loved it. And I rewatched.
Does anyone get Human Traffic in it?
Yeah.
And nobody gets Human Traffic.
A member of the
traffic.
Pingers crowd.
The Pingers crowd.
Peter Pinger Jones.
I mean, my it was a great time. Anyway, it's got the bit where it's like. No, I said, nice one, brother. I said, nice one, bruv. Anyway, it's good shit. Anyway, there's a scene in it before one of the characters goes out on the town. He's like, and I've just got to... He talks to the camera a lot. He's like, and I've just got to listen to the prophet, the poet, the man himself, Mr. Bill Hicks. And he watches a bit of Bill Hicks.
Oh, man.
And it's
when did this movie come out?
I reckon like 2000.
Sick, man. That sounds fucking so awesome. Good.
If you were remaking that movie today, it'd be Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Put Joe Rogan in. I've got to listen to a bit of the man, the prophet, the absolute Twitter lord.
Anyway, so the original Bill Hicks, the original Saint Teresa.
Uh huh.
So Saint Teresa's the one who's the nun who's flying.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I hope she's flying away.
What's she look like?
Big fucking octopus, I reckon.
She in her own brief statements on the subject.
Wait, what? So among the things Teresa flew,
she's one of the most best documented levitations.
Of a villa? That right. Her?
Of a villa?
Avila? A-V-I-L-A?
A-V-I-L-A.
Did I mention that? I've just searched Saint Teresa and one of the suggested things is of a villa.
Never mind. Yeah, it is. It says it at the top.
Oh, yeah. Of a villa, yep. Her own brief statements on the subject occur in chapter 20 of her autobiography, entitled Life, and completed in 1565, in which she discusses distinctions between the mystical states of union and rapture. Rapture, she says, comes, in general, as a shock, quick and sharp, before you can collect your thoughts or help yourself in any way. And you see and feel it as a cloud or a strong eagle rising upward.
I've felt a rapture a few times, on occasion. It's coming. She's talking about orgasm.
Yeah, she's having an orgasm. Carrying you away on its wings. Nor, as it proves, was she speaking here only of the spirit. I'm not going to read her chapter.
Nah, read it. Go on.
I repeat it. You feel and see yourself carried away. You know not whither. For that. Anyway, although the word...
Pete said he's not going to. He meant he can't.
No, I can. Look.
Do it.
For though we feel how delicious it is, yet the weakness... It's definitely coming.
Yeah.
That's not delicious.
Coming is so delicious. You've clearly never had someone come in your mouth.
We feel how delicious it is, yet the weakness of our nature makes us afraid at first. So trying it is that I... is that I would very often resist and exert all my strength, particularly at those times when the rapture was coming on me in public.
Really? There you go. That's it.
I did so too very often when I was alone.
Yeah.
Because I was afraid of delusions. Occasionally, I was able, by great efforts, to make a slight resistance, but afterwards I was worn out.
That's called edging.
Like a person, can you go do a search for St. Teresa of Avila on Pornhub? But afterwards, I was worn out like a person who had been contending with a strong giant. At other times, it was impossible to resist at all. My soul was carried away and almost always my head with it.
That's so weird to go like, yeah, I was tired. Boy, it felt like I'd fought a giant. You could say, oh, yeah, it felt like I've been on a big run, or it felt like, yeah, I'd lifted a big thing. Oh, I felt like I got into a fist fight with a giant.
You guys know what that's like, fighting a giant? Is that relatable for you guys to have that feeling? Okay.
I think about it a lot when I'm rapturing.
I'm always thinking about a giant man fighting me. I had no power over it, and now then the whole body as well, so that I was lifted up from the ground. Although the words here are unambiguous, it might be supposed that in her spiritual exaltation, she had merely fancied herself to be lifted into the air.
Yeah.
That this was not the case.
How do you know that?
Is attested by those who saw her levitations.
In the 1500s, you could trick people so easily back then. You tell them their names were Antony and Cleopatra, and you don't mention that they were goldfish. That's another riddle thing.
Oh, is it? Oh, is it?
That's the famous one.
It sounds fucking here's the riddle. Annoying. Yeah.
Well, you already know the answer. Antony and Cleopatra are dead on the floor. There's broken glass and there's water. How did they die? Because they're fucking goldfish and their thing fell off.
Why did you make that riddle up, Adam?
Because I'm the Joker.
Some people just want to watch me come.
You want to know how I got this boner? Dude, honestly, just doing pop culture characters as though they're horny.
Yeah.
It works, man.
It's really funny.
One of these people who spotted the levitations was her friend and biographer, Bishop Diego de Yepes.
Where's my dick? Where is it? I like that.
The occasion that he saw the Bishop Mendoza was serving, he was serving communion to Teresa and her nuns through an aperture made of that purpose in the wall of the choir. What a confusing way to say there's a hole in the wall near where the choir was.
Why did religious people make up all these fucking words that already have words? You know what I mean? Why do they call a cup a goblet?
But why
it's a fucking cup, motherfucker.
But why were they doing any of it?
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
This is like, oh, then you guys, I'll give you communion.
Yeah.
How about we do that?
Do you want to eat a biscuit? Just these bored people go like, oh, I guess.
Because they literally couldn't do anything else. They didn't have Netflix.
Yeah,
there's no.
Do you know it's really easy to give a parrot communion? You just go, want a cracker? And you give a little communion wafer.
Yeah,
yeah.
Religious parrot.
I was trying to think of any way to make that funny.
Something there.
Yeah. I don't know what it is
because I couldn't get to it without giving away that it was a parrot or a communion really quickly.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. He just repeats back to you.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do some religious parrot riffs.
Some parrot parodies?
Yeah, a little couple of parodies.
Yes. Okay, great.
On you go, Pete.
Okay. Teresa, however, was gripped by rapture before the communion could be given her, and she rose into the air some distance above the opening. Her own description, possibly of the same occasion, is as follows. This, the being lifted into the air, has not happened to me often. Once, however, it took place when we were all together in choir, and I, on my knees, on the point of communicating, was very sore distressed to me, for I thought it a most extraordinary thing and was afraid it would occasion much talk, so I commanded the nuns, for it happened after I was made prioress, never to speak of it. See, this is what I like, and I know that we are treading no new ground here by saying that all of these things, someone was like, all right, I'm going to give you a little wafer, and then that's the body of God. And they're like, all right, like every week? Yeah.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
And you'll make your kids do it.
Well, and this woman as well, I think, is going like, oh, I didn't want anyone to know, so I told them all not to tell anyone. That's the quickest way to get a rumor started.
Yeah, yeah.
She is telling people to say that she can levitate.
And she's like, listen up, nuns, you bitches.
Yeah. Listen, fuck you.
Fuck every single one of you. I'm not in there like
you
levitating.
You fucking sluts think that I can, and I know what you do, so, and I'm the fucking only one around here, so I'm going to go straight to the fucking whatever they're fucking called, the gobbly whatever, the fucking head honcho, whatever dumb religion name we've
the
got
Pope.
For him, the Pope.
Listen up, you little dirty whores. I've seen you, you sluts. We're all married to God, but you're the only one trying to suck the dick of the God on the cross.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah, we're all married to God, but you offer him anal. That's real cool, Susan. Okay.
Susan.
That nun name. Susan. That Italian nun name.
Susan the nun. Despite her unwillingness to be distinguished from her sisters in this way, however, the levitations continued. Once during a sermon on a feast day, when some noble ladies were present at the convent, she felt the rupture coming on and flung herself to the ground to resist it. The nuns gathered around. Like,
there's like fucking noble ladies there, so everyone's talking to them, and she's like, what am I going to do? I'm fucking going to have a fit. I feel sick.
Like a Three Stooges character. The nuns gathered around to help her down, but still, she said, the rupture was observed. She's definitely just coming, right?
Yeah. And like probably just making a scene because she wants attention. Whatever a woman does something weird.
Saint Teresa humbly described her sensations and emotions on being lifted into the air. It seemed to me, when I tried to make some resistance, as if a great force beneath my feet lifted me up. I confess that it threw me in a great fear, very great indeed at first, for when I saw my body thus lifted from the earth, how could I help it?
Is this what the flying nun comes from? What's the flying nun?
I think this is her.
Yeah, okay, right.
I'll find out.
She's the flying nun. I thought the flying nun was Sally Field. Though the spirit draws it upwards after itself and with great sweetness, if unresisted, the senses are not lost at least. I was so much myself as to be able to see that I was being lifted up. So at least with like the monster people where it's just like, I saw a monster in the woods. It's like, oh, great. That's awesome. Yeah. It's just like, well, I believe that God carried me forward and then lifted me beyond the... Like, yeah. Oh, God.
No one's smug because they saw a Bigfoot.
Oh, no. It's some other shit. The flying nun.
Oh,
it's
right.
Based on a book.
Is it Sally Field?
Yeah, it's Sally Field.
Hell yeah. Forrest Gump's mum is this nun.
It's based on a book called The 15th Pelican.
What happened to the other 14?
Well, maybe this one's beak won't explode. Trying to find out how much a pelican can fit in its beak. I know it's bigger than its belly. We just got to establish by how much.
13 years after her death, which occurred in 1582, eyewitnesses to her levitation were still living and able to provide sworn testimony to them.
Mm-hmm.
One of those witnesses was Sister Anne of the Incarnation. Her deposition stated, on another occasion.
She was one of those nuns from Monty Python.
Between 1 and 2 o'clock in the daytime, I was in the choir waiting for the bell to ring when our Holy Mother entered and knelt down for perhaps the half of a quarter of an hour. Christ.
A half of a quarter of an hour. 7.5 minutes. Right.
A half of a quarter of an hour. She just couldn't do the math. She was like, oh, like a half of a quarter of an hour. As I was looking on, she was raised about half a yard from the ground without her feet touching it. At this, I was terrified. And she, for her part, was trembling all over. So I moved to where she was and put my hand under her feet, over which I remained weeping for something like half an hour while the ecstasy lasted.
Jesus Christ.
Then suddenly she sank down and rested on her feet, and turning her head round to me, she asked me who I was and whether I'd been there
so
all...
rude.
Who even are you?
And she asked if I'd been there the whole while. It's like, how long have you been here? I said, yeah.
Oh, my God, you were obsessed with my feet.
I said, yes. And then she ordered me under obedience to say nothing of what she's saying. You better not tell anybody. And I have, in fact, said nothing until the present moment. You snitchy bitchy. But perhaps the most touching evidence in the story of St. Teresa's levitations bears as much on her humility as on her supernatural flights. The witness on this occasion was Bishop Yeppies.
Yippee. Yippee. Bishop Yeppies, can we have a fete this Sunday? Yuppie. Bishop Nopies, what about on Saturday? Okay.
The saint had just received...
Do it again, and then I'll be Bishop Nopies.
Okay, yeah, right. Well, you be Bishop Yappies.
Okay.
And I'll cut the other one out so people aren't just hearing the same joke twice.
No, 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 do a new joke.
No, I'm going to wink
It's a different one. It's a new one.
New joke.
Okay.
No, so you say the whole of it's the same, except when you throw to Nopies, it's me.
Oh, okay, all right. Hey, Bishop Yappies, can we have a fade on Sunday? Yappies? Bishop Nopies, can we have a fade on the Saturday as well?
Yes, as long as there's no small green vegetables there.
No peas. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, a joke worth 8 minutes of time it took to tell.
Do it again.
Who do you want to be?
And this time, I will be Bishop Nopies.
Okay, you're Bishop Nopies?
Yes.
Hey, Bishop Yappies, can we have a fade on Sunday? Yappy. Bishop Nopies, can we have a fade on the Saturday as well?
Yes, but it is to be organized by Ida Jones.
No peace.
No peace. No peace.
Ida Jones. Oh, right.
No,
okay.
No, do it again.
No, no, you do it this time. Okay. I'm Bishop No Peace.
All right, but then you have to do it back to me.
Well, no, I'll do your one first then, fine.
All right.
Because I reckon mine's a closer. hey, Bishop Yappies, can we have a fade on Sunday? Yappy? Hey, Bishop
Actually,
Nopies.
Can I be Bishop Yappies in this one?
Okay.
Cameo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bishop Yappies, can we have a fade on Sunday?
Yappies?
Bishop No Peace, can we have a fade on the Saturday as well?
Yes. But the toilets are only for shitting.
All right.
You want me to give you one?
I
want to
be Bishop Nopies this time.
Hey, Bishop, do you want to be Bishop Yappies?
I'll be Bishop Yappies.
Hey, Bishop Yappies, can we have a fade on Sunday?
Yep.
Come on, Pete.
Yappies.
That's his whole name. Let's start again.
Whole point.
Action. Hey, Bishop Yappies, can we have a fade on Sunday?
Yappy.
Hey, Bishop Nopies, can we have one on the Saturday as well?
I've got a bit of hard dick. I just wanted to do horny, porny pig, porky, porny pig.
Horny pig.
Horny pig. Horny pig. Porky pig. Fucky pig. Fucky pig.
Oh, damn.
Dad, tell me the end of this fucking nun story.
Why was Bishop Yappies allowed to go swimming? But Bishop Nopies wasn't.
I don't know, Peter.
The sign Quilly said, there's no pee in the pool.
Yeah.
Yep.
No pee in the pool. Right. No, Yappy shouldn't be able to go because there's no pee in the pool.
Oh, no pee in the pool. Yeah, yeah. Okay. One of those.
Okay. I'm Bishop Yappies. Ask me if I have any drugs.
Hey, Bishop Yappies. Do you have any drugs?
Yep. Ease.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. I'm Bishop Nopies. You ask me if I have any drugs.
Bishop Nopies, do you have any drugs?
Nope.
Okay, I'm Bishop Yappies and Bishop Nopies.
Oh, you're both?
Yeah. Ask a question to both.
Hey, Bishop Yappies and Bishop Nopies. Just any question?
Yeah, any question.
How's your day?
Just start again.
Yes or no question.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Bishop Yappies and Nopies.
Can we eat pasta for lunch?
Maybe. Okay, now you've got to try and get out of a room. And they're standing on either side
one
of the door.
One says
Yippee, There's two bishops in the room. You're in trouble.
The witness on this occasion was Bishop Yappies.
Yep.
The saint had just received communion. Struggling against an onset of rapture, she grasped the bars of the grill.
Oh, God. Of a cooking grill? Where is she?
It says Bear Grill.
She grasped a pint of piss, did she?
Through which communion had been served, the grill through which it had been served. You know, they're doing it through a hole for some fucking reason.
This sounds like a jail.
As she rose into the air, calling out to God, Lord, for a thing of so little consequence, as is my being bereft of this favor. She's yelling this out. All in one
She's go. Practiced this.
Of thine, do not permit a creature so vile as I am to be taken for a holy woman. So she's just like, hey, look, I float, sure. But I'm not like holy.
Yeah.
I'm still down. Saint Teresa's still cool.
Oh God, I'm vile.
I ain't no holy bitch. I'm the devil.
I could be your angel or your devil.
So don't fucking cross me.
Is that it? Is that all fucking Bishop Whatever's got to say?
That's okay. All Bishop Yeppie's.
Those stories are so boring. I think it was in the last episode as well, but those levitations fucking suck.
Oh, man.
Yeah, levitations.
Because it's just something that definitely didn't happen.
Yeah.
When someone, like when a kid's telling you a story, it's like, I saw a crocodile in the toilet. And you're like, get the fuck out of my face with that shit.
Is this a story about that boy that was eaten by that crocodile that was in a toilet?
I should have listened.
Saw that on the news.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Ooh Spooky, everybody. We'll be back next week with another one. Go follow all our social media things, Ooh Spooky, on Facebook and whatever.
Yep.
And everywhere.
And our personal ones, Peter the Jones, Lucas C. Muller, and Adam G. Knox. Or on Instagram, Noxtagram.
Oh, Noxtagram on Instagram.
Yeah, I'm another one of those people who put their name and then Tagram.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Have a good week, everybody. We'll see you for the next one.